The following audio has been created from a transcript written by Trevor whilst sitting in the power of the spirit world. This process is known as automatic or inspired writing. The words were heard as a voice in Trevor's mind and immediately written to notes. The voice you will hear is, of course, not that of the original speaker, merely an artificial voice to bring the words to life for the presentation. Trevor has been working as an evidential medium for over 20 years. The original transcript notes can be found on his website, along with all of his other online work. Details will follow at the end of this presentation.
This session was written on Tuesday, the 2nd of February 2024, at 1:45 a.m.
Hello, thank you for drawing me first. Not bad likeness, if I say so myself. Of course, I did influence you a bit. I've been told that I'm the youngest person you've had speak to you this way. They didn't think I'd be able to maintain the concentration long enough to be able to do this, but we had a practice run earlier. I'm not sure what you'd like to hear from me, so is it alright if I tell you a bit about me, please? I've been in this world longer than I can remember. I'm apparently only about the equivalent of 11 Earth years old, but I must admit I feel a lot older. I'm here because my Earth parents were not good to me. They have some problems they've got to sort out. I can hear you asking if they killed me. Well, we don't use those words here. We are taught that killing doesn't really exist. It's a sort of transition that they put me through. I don't know what their problems were, I'm afraid. I just was born into it and didn't live on Earth long enough to understand it. Do I love them still? Well, yes, of course I do. They were my parents and I am so grateful for the life they gave me, even if I was short. Thank you for being patient with me, I'm doing my best, you know. They look after me here, I get treated very specially. I get to do stuff that others don't, because of what happened. Yes, it was on your telly. Sorry, but I hear the questions your mind is thinking, and I like answering them. I've been told that I shouldn't tell you my name. Apparently they don't want you to know it. But the pictures in your mind, I think, are the correct ones. I'm being told to ask you not to second guess me when you do your writing thing later. What a silly question you just thought. Yes, my hair does grow. Why wouldn't it? Everything is the same here as it is on Earth. It's just different as a place. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really understand the concept what you know as death. I was too young to understand it. So I suppose my education here has benefited from being able to learn about it from our point of view. It's weird when I think about how you all think about death. You are so wrong. I'm being told that some of you do understand the death thing better than others. Sorry about that. I've got some lovely people looking after me here. They look after us younger ones so differently. What things we apparently missed out on from having in our Earth life are made up for here. I have a lovely home and loads of friends too. Some of my best friends are what you call animals. I have a big dog friend, a rat friend, and a cat friend that's always with me. He's called Tigger. He's messy sometimes. George, the dog, has to keep him in tow for me. Oh dear, I've been told that I must leave you now before your mind tires too quickly. I've loved you allowing me to talk to you this way. This has been brilliant for me. I can't wait to hear the thing you call a podcast of my words. Will you choose a young voice for me, please? Thank you. I'll listen to it, I promise. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to me talk, and everyone that hears and reads this. You do a great job, don't you? I've really got to go now. Thank you so very much. Can I call you my friend too? Goodbye.
This presentation was created and produced by Trevor Baldwin. To find out more about his work with the spirit world, and to read his publications, such as The Inspired Spirit and Words from Spirit-Inspired Writing, visit spiritedtalk.co.uk. There, you'll find an opportunity to support Trevor's work by subscribing as an envoy. Alternatively, you can make a donation to paypal.me/spiritedtalk, and Spirited Talk is all one word. Thank you for listening and supporting this work. Goodbye.